Hi there. The word for you today is on following in the footsteps of Jesus. The Apostle Peter writes 1 Peter 2:21, "You should follow in his steps." Let me point out a couple of things about Jesus. First, Jesus knew he didn't have to prove himself. Remember at the cross when his skeptics said, "If thou be the Son of God, come down from that cross." And what was his reaction? He refused to let their comments intimidate him or alter his plans. He didn't need their approval. He already had his Father's. Remember Jordan's Banks, Matthew 3:17, when God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And notice something else. Jesus didn't waste time answering his critics. Matthew 27 verse 14, we read Jesus made no reply, not even to a single charge, to the great amazement of the governor. Now, Jesus responded to hunger and to need and to seekers, but not to people trying to trap him. You owe nothing to a critic. Proverbs 23 verse 9 says, "Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words." Do you know why there's never been a monument built to a critic? Because critics are spectators, not players. And notice something else. Jesus didn't focus on his past, but rather on his future. Now think. His mother was pregnant with him before she was married. Only a few people on earth knew that. Jesus grew up with this, and yet he didn't feel the need to explain it. So stop complaining about the fact that your family was poor, or talking about your limited education, or repeating the stories of those who failed you, or advertising your pain, or meditating on your flaws. Let's be honest. All of us are challenged in some way. Isaiah 43 verse 18 says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider," don't even consider, "the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing." Satan discusses our yesterdays. Apparently that's the only information he has about us. Jesus discusses our tomorrows. So if you want to follow in his footsteps, start focusing on what's ahead.